It's trash day, I'm putting you out, it's trash day. Putting you out, it's trash day. Putting you out of my mind. It's trash day, I'm putting you out, it's trash day. I'm putting you out, trash day, I'm putting you out of my mind. Now I'm gonna clean up, now I'm gonna clean up, now I'm gonna clean up the house. Taking all your garbage, taking all your garbage, taking all your garbage.
That pencil neck geek that just left, they're just talking about the hollowed house of the Olympics auditoriums. Well, I know every brick, every stone, every screw in that building. Now here's two men everyone's talking about.
And welcome to Can Crushers, our weekly show where two garbage men talk about wrestling as they drink beer. Mark Martinez alongside Paul Bullers, and in the studio again is our beer supplier sponsor, Michael Swandog Swanson.
What's going on, everybody?
So, big day today as the Prince turns 12. That would be my son. We celebrated a little bit, and he got an iPhone that he has not let go for 8 hours.
Has it charged up at all?
It was fully charged, and then it died, and he charged it again, and now it's probably about at 25% as he's going to CCD class.
Well, that's good. Happy birthday, Prince E, fellow Can Crusher, our picture taker, our tournament picker. Speaking of tournaments, we'll get up into that in a little bit. Let's talk first about the most important thing, Mark.
Let's talk about the beer for Ethan. This beer is a celebratory beer for Ethan, and if you wanted, you know what? I'm going to do the honors this week since he's 12 and he's my son.
Happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday.
So our beer is from Erie Brewing Company.
That's in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're
right?
Welcome.
And it's Erie up there.
Erie.
It is called Johnny Rails, and it's a pumpkin ale. We love the pumpkin ales.
Okay, wait. Why are we drinking pumpkin beers? It's not October yet, and it's not fall yet.
It's close enough.
No, it's not.
Well, they're open.
You sound like Teresa.
They're open.
It's close enough. Look at all the pretty fall decorations I got.
Tell me you didn't say 2 weeks ago when you could work on the back of the garbage truck that you couldn't wait for pumpkin.
Pumpkin is different than any other pumpkin beer there is. Pumpkin is the greatest pumpkin beer ever.
Well, nonetheless, we're drinking Johnny Rails Pumpkin Ale, 6.5% alcohol. We've talked about Erie Brewing Company a couple times, so just go back and listen to them. The beer is brought to you by Swanson's Auto Body and Customs. You know, we'll give him his praise at the end of the show with the rest of the sponsors.
Sorry, I was reading.
I thought you were drinking because I'm trying to keep this going.
Mm. Nope. 6.5% alcohol by volume. This is a really good pumpkin beer, actually.
Right?
I mean, they're all good.
They're all... Oh, but it's too early.
But it's too early. It's not October yet.
Close enough. It's September 19th, folks.
This is ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, you were drinking now, too. Boy, our segues are going to suck this week.
Right?
What is ridiculous is I haven't got a chance to watch the Mae Young Classic from last weekend.
But you're the one that sends a text last week laughing at me when you're sitting at home with your leg up feeding your dogs hot dogs.
Hey, man, I'm back to work. I ain't got time to be sitting around watching TV.
So it starts off, Deonna Purrazzo, which we know. We've seen her, you know, from Rise. No Rise this week, by the way, as it's a two-hour pay-per-view, and I really didn't get to watch it. So, and it's actually old news Rise. They're just rehashing something. So Purrazzo is against Priscilla Kelly. And just quick, Deonna gets the win. We all know her story, but I was impressed by Priscilla. She reminded me a lot of Paige, and it's just going to be me talking to myself because you didn't watch it. But I like her. I see her going somewhere and maybe signing with the Performance Center.
What's nice with the Mae Young Classic is that you're going to see these girls again. Some of them will go to TNA. Some of them will go to
Rise.
Some of them will go to Ring of Honor.
Shimmer.
And WWE. So, I mean, this is a good stepping stone for all the women.
Yeah. The next match is, I'm going to butcher this, Zeus against Ariel Monroe. Wow, I had one drink, folks. It's Big Swole. Remember Little Swole from Rise when we were there?
Yes.
This is also Cedric Alexander's wife.
Okay.
I thought Monroe was going to win, but Zwist gets the Spanish fly off the top rope, like, boom, and it was over. It was a good match. There was a couple, you know, you can tell they haven't worked together before, but all said and done, great. You have the returning Rena Gonzalez, who's over 6 feet tall, against Casey Cannizzaro. Casey's the one, she was the first woman to complete the American Ninja Warrior thing.
Oh, okay.
She comes into the ring by climbing up the ring post. She holds onto the top and literally climbs. No way in hell I can do that. She's about a buck 125, though. So it was a David versus Goliath matchup, and Casey won.
So it's the same thing. David wins.
Right? Finally, again, four matches is what they've been doing. And it's Mercedes Martinez against Ashley Rain. Some of you know her as Madison Rain of the Beautiful People. And it was a great match. Mercedes is just too powerful. Just too powerful. I see Mercedes going pretty far in this one because this is her second year. She's big time well known.
I think you're just a little bit...
biased because of the name? Yes. I'll throw it out there. Of the name.
I'll say it. I said it first. You just finished it.
Right.
Because I couldn't think of the damn word.
Right. So, quickly in this first one, before we get to the big news of the tournament, we had a review match. Did you watch that at work?
February 23rd, 2013, CM Punk versus John Cena. And I didn't need to watch this match, Mark, because I remember this match.
Well, I have, what's it called? Amnesia sometimes.
Amnesia. It's called old age, bud.
It is
the
called, again.
The gray in your bush tells us that.
What?
Face bush.
Oh.
Get your mind out the gutter.
This was sent in by Nathan Geist of Pittsburgh. So, thank you for sending it in. The first one.
So, this match was to determine the number one contendership for the WrestleMania.
Against The Rock.
Against The Rock.
Boy, one, real quick. I miss the songs. I know Cena's around. I miss this song. We haven't heard it in a while. But when Punk came out...
Chills? It's kind of like hearing The Undertaker's music, isn't it?
No, because The Undertaker's old.
Well, The Undertaker... Still, hearing The Undertaker's music is...
We'll talk about that on Monday.
Very sentimental.
We'll talk about that on
Monday. You'll talk about it on Monday.
Oh, you probably didn't watch Raw.
I did watch Raw. So, let's get back to this match. CM Punk versus John Cena, and... It was a great match.
It wasn't a spot fest. It was ground and pound the whole time.
It was. Everybody hit their finishers. Everybody hit their submission moves. Nobody was going to win this match because of the stipulations were so high. And Punk was on fire right now.
He was. He was huge then.
But Cena is Cena. He was the staple of the... So this is where John Cena brings out his Martinez.
Oh,
or
God.
His Lucha Libre.
That's one of my notes.
Right?
That's one of my notes.
I'm telling you, he was... John Cena is part Thugonomics, part Lucha Libre, all ass kicker.
He does a hurricanrana.
A horrible Karana.
Right, a horrible...
Because it was bad.
But the one of the main points that I have, Cena wins, and what Michael Cole says, then I'll get to my rating and then the note that I want to make. Michael Cole says this match had everything, the excitement, the drama, the tension, the passion, and the emotion. That was spot, word for word, what he said. I stopped it a couple times because I couldn't remember because I'm old.
And Michael Cole is probably, Michael Cole is like, what I want, Chris Collinsworth of
right. Well,
commentating. Not many people want to hear him. But it was the same with JR. JR was the same way. Nobody wanted to hear JR. But when they're gone, you're going to miss it.
Right. And that's what was your segue in right into my note, like you read it. The commentary for this was perfect. You didn't have two people, Graves and Saxton, or nothing against Renee Young. She's just getting there. Or her and Graves just bickering back and forth. But it's just two guys announcing the damn match. Not that, like, they know what's going to go on, or if there's a boo-boo or a goof-up or something.
They're telling the story that the wrestlers are telling.
I miss that. That was my strongest point, is I went back to a two-man, two-person commentating.
Well, that's because you're a nerd, bud, and you're an announcer, so it's what you do. You're the one that writes all the notes for the show. I'm the one that just brings the color.
Shows up and drinks the beer.
Shows up and drinks the beer. So at the end of the match, Cena hits a horrible Karana, then an AA, wins the match.
Right.
Out of trash cans, 0 out of 5 trash cans.
Oh, I went beers.
No, let's
go. I went 6 out of 6 beers because we drink beers.
Oh, 6 out of 6 beers. Well, I'm going to go 5 out of 5 trash cans.
We're going to go trash garbage. Cans. All right, let's go trash
we'll
cans.
We'll go beers. Up. I'm going to do 5 out of 6 beers because it wasn't a full 6-pack.
I say 5 out of 6 beers as well, is what I said. I think it was a great match. I was on the edge of my seat knowing who was going to win, but I said this match brought back a lot. So, all right. What do you think? You didn't watch it, but do you remember it?
I do remember. And I agree with you both. They had 5 out of 6 beers.
All right. Sweet and simple.
We segue in, or are we going right into...
Right into
Hell in a Cell.
No, King of the Ring.
Oh, Can Crusher's King of Ring Tournament on Facebook.
And that starts tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we'll leak the first match. It's going to be Mabel against Rocky King, which was the last match that we picked, but still.
We're not going in order, we just want to get the rounds going.
Yeah, we just want to get them going, and it will change. I don't want you guys really to know how the bracket's going to be set up, so you can't figure out who's going to go here or go here. And great writing, as the English professor wrote stories for each of these matches. Little paragraphs. They're phenomenal. I couldn't write them because I talk.
Little intros.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. So that starts tomorrow at 9, and we'll go whole way through the first round, take a little break so the English professor can write the second round, da-da-da-da-da. And I still haven't figured out how the hell we're going to do the finals because you can't have 3 people in a poll.
Well, we can do it the easy way. We'll count the comments in the end in the section. We'll put all 3 pictures up, and you can comment the name, and... maybe we can do something like a little giveaway for commenting on it.
Ooh.
I like that idea, don't you, bud?
So Paul's buying a giveaway.
All
right. Right around the corner is Hell in a Cell. We're going to break it up in segments because there's way too much shit to talk about. We'll be back.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's now time to review our picks from Hell in a Cellular 1 from last Wednesday. And I won. That's all that matters, folks. I won, and Paul, when we run out of beer, Paul owes beer, and that's it. Hell in a Cell is over for me.
That's great. here's what I got a problem with so far.
You losing.
Well, I'm not even mad about that, because I kind of figured it was going to happen. SmackDown tag team titles were on the pre-show.
There could have been another match.
Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton could have been the pre-show.
They're not going to put Hell in a Cell on a pre-show.
I know, but... there was just so many matches that could have been on the pre-show that weren't, and they put the SmackDown tag team titles on it. That to me was horrible.
It was a good match between New Day and...
Rusev Day! I thought you stuttered through it.
No.
Nope, my fault. Our segue sucked today.
I told you.
We're just not on.
No, it's late.
We both picked Rusev Day, and we were both haram.
Right. We thought something different was going to happen.
And we were both haram.
Right. You just need to chime in, Swanee, when you have something to say.
Okay, buddy.
Next up was Jeff Hardy against Randy Orton in the Hell. Why do you have a Hell in a Cell first, then? Why wouldn't you just keep the Hell in a Cell down, have them... because the audience there has to be annoyed for the 15 minutes that it's taken to come down, and it's wasting time.
They're playing the intros on the Titantron and everything. It doesn't really matter. This was a good match.
It was.
Very, I like this match.
Very gruesome.
Yeah, the screwdriver through his ear was kind of messy. I mean, the hole in his ear could fit my fist.
Right, and it's probably stretched out, and it's got some give, but it's still gross.
Yeah,
that was... with Orton's background and the way his demeanor is, for him, that was the perfect thing to do, the screwdriver of the ear.
I thought somebody was
all around good match.
Yeah, I thought somebody was going to get shanked. The ending, though...
I think Jeff Hardy had, a leapfrog planned, but the cage was too high, or they grabbed the wrong ladder, because you could see that it was, he was setting up for something, and in his brain it was like, this isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work. But then I'm going to blame Randy Orton a bit, too, because he moved way too early.
Way too early.
To sell that as he missed it.
Right.
He moved way too early.
But the commentators, well, I'll give them this. Michael Cole was like, oh, he must have slipped. He didn't look like he slipped, but Michael Cole was like, he must have slipped.
Yeah, just that momentum that he needed to pick up to do whatever he was trying to do, I don't know. But he's going to be back.
Well, we'll talk about that later. That's not now.
Oh.
He'll be back. He went to the hospital coughing up blood, as they told us later on in the show.
Right. Next up was Becky against Charlotte. And to be the best, you have to beat the best, Paul.
You do. And you're right. Yep. And Becky's now the best.
And go ahead.
Becky, that she showed what she had in that match. She literally took it to Charlotte Flair. And I like Charlotte Flair, but she just plain old got whooped.
I thought it was a great match.
Absolutely.
Great match.
Should have been in a cell.
It should have been in a cell. Did you hack my phone? Have you hacked my notes?
Our segue sucks, so our brain's got to be linked up somehow, because I'm just not picking up what you're laying down most of the time, but you've already laid it down and I picked it up.
But for Becky to win not with a disarmor is kind of weird. That's setting up for, clearly we've already known from everything we've watched already this week, there's another match, but there's going to be a stipulation to that next match, because she didn't win with a disarmor, which is weird to me. I don't know, whatever. Next match, New Day's backstage, and they're setting up for Super Showdown Down Under with your mom and dad and your uncle and this, that, and everything. New Day's taking on the Bar. Have we seen that match before?
100,000 times.
Okay. Next match up, though, is Drew and Zig against Ambrose and Rollins, and I don't know.
I don't even care, really. Drew and Zig retain... This match makes me mad in a way, because
the IC title wasn't on the line.
Rollins has the IC title. Get rid of the Intercontinental Champion title from Rollins. Have that. We'll talk about this, I guess, later. But you have so many other guys on the B card that could go after that title. That need that title
to be right
relevant.
Right. Yeah. Next up was AJ versus Joe. And let me just say, the whole backstory meant nothing to this match. There was no whole freaking family involvement, and the storylines for all of Hell in a Cell, to me, sucked.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. They did suck.
But the ending of this match, because the match itself, we've seen this match as well. If you watch TNA, you've seen this match.
But this match could be good.
It could be great.
And they're just not letting it.
AJ with the reverse during the Coquita clutch. AJ taps out before three. He tapped out before three.
At two. It was video. It was on video. I believe it. So it's setting up for another match.
Clearly. Yeah. I know.
And they announced it that it's going to be a no disqualification. They announced it right at Hell in a Cell. No disqualification, no count out. What the hell does that have to do with what happened?
Tapping out.
Right.
Well, more on that as we come to Tuesday. Anything on that match real quick?
I thought that match was even between both superstars, but I see another match of, like you said, in the future coming up. So
Brie and Daniel versus Miz and Maurice, and I could give a crap.
I got up and went to the fridge at that match, boys.
Snooze fest.
Yeah. It was botched. There was several botches in this match. You know, both Maurice and Brie could kick my ass, so I'm not going to pinpoint who I thought had more. But, yes, they both have not wrestled in a while. And you don't put them in a bigger card like this. They were supposed to wrestle last week, and that turned out to be a shit show on SmackDown.
Especially the match before your Universal title match.
No.
Oh, sorry, two matches before your Universal title match.
It's just out of hand. I don't care that it's an 8-year rivalry anymore. I want it to be done.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're just going to segue this show to minutes, and then soon after you're going to be like, I don't think they talked about anything.
Yeah, they just are hating wrestling right now.
We really didn't talk about anything. Because we're going to go to Rousey and Bliss next.
And this match was just, I want to say for the longest time, Ronda forgot she had bruised ribs.
Right.
She didn't sell those bruised ribs at all. It was the whole storyline coming into tonight. She's got she was dancing to the ring, slapping little kids' hands, throwing out pancakes.
She was partying. I mean, she was having a good time.
I don't know. She gets the win. It's getting set up. I don't know. This whole pay-per-view, I listened to Busted Open. I want to give Busted Open a prop, too, is that WWE stepped out of their bounds by having four pay-per-views that they're trying to set up at once. They gave away everything at this pay-per-view, so why, if you were buying it, with my quotes, if you were buying it just to watch Hell in a Cell, why in the Hell in a Cell would you buy it?
Right.
Yeah, because absolutely. Everything was given out for the Evolution, for Down Under, and now the next one, whatever the hell, Crown Jewel, Royal Crown, Black, whatever the hell they're calling it. Yeah.
Crown Royal.
Whatever, Crown Royal. They just gave everything away. This Hell in a Cell, which is actually kind of, not one of their four, but a bigger one of their mid-pay-per-views, because the Hell in a Cell only comes out once a year. Was thrown away.
Right. It was thrown away. And it was useless. This was useless. And we're going to get right into uselessness. The Universal title, the Universal title match with special guest Mick Foley in a Hell in a Cell against Braun and Reigns.
And first of all, let's get, really throw Foley out. Because he did not do anything but count three early in the match so Braun should have won. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
He counted three. So there should be a new WWE champion and a new Universal champion. And the pay-per-view should have been over at 9:30.
100% correct. But no, we have people coming in.
So throw Foley's out then. After that, Foley has nothing to do with the ending. Nothing. Getting the mace in the face means nothing. It was just, all right, see you later, Foley. This can't end like that. Why doesn't he beat the shit out of the other... Brock Lesnar comes in, by the way. If you haven't watched it, Jason Lang. Brock Lesnar comes in, kicks down the door like RoboCop.
Wait, did Brock come out first or did... Zig and...
Oh, everybody... Yeah, everybody else came out first.
Zig and...
Everybody and your brother, folks.
McIntyre come out. Ambrose and Rollins come out. There's a big fight. They're on top of the cage. I'm like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
This has a... Because Mick Foley is your special guest referee, and I guess we got ahead of this. But
we did.
Mick Foley was in my book, the greatest Hell in a Cell match ever.
Yes. 1998 in Pittsburgh.
Without a doubt.
So you have Mick Foley there, and this is going to be awesome, you're thinking. But it's not.
Ambrose and Zig both... No.
Ambrose and McIntyre on top of... They knock each other out or
lay
something.
Lay in there.
Rollins and Zig
through a table from
on the side of the cage, and the longest they hit their heads off the cage and they came back, stopped, looked down at the table, and fell.
Right. I'm not knocking them for that. Do you want to fall from that far and not hit your spot?
No, but still, like,
practice,
do something.
The thing that pissed me off is the whole time Roman and
Braun
are just laying in the... It's 15 minutes.
Of just resting.
Resting. Doing nothing. They could have gotten up and pushed each other, played patty cake, something.
But now Brock Lesnar comes down to the ring.
And they're still laying in the ring.
As they're still laying there. And what gets me is he kicks the cage right off the hinges.
Right.
No way, Brock Lesnar. You're not that strong.
The whole cage should have been like the LJN plastic one and just folded in half.
Right.
I'll tell you what. In the last time, when they did Bad Blood, when Kane ripped the door off the cage.
Taylor Swift was there?
No.
Bad Blood?
Never mind. When Kane ripped the door off the cage, that was more believable than when Lesnar kicked the door off the cage.
Lesnar does look in great shape, though. A month away from wrestling. He looked a little bit trimmer.
Yeah, because he's got a fight coming up.
Right, I know. Well, yeah. Well, he's got another fight coming up too.
And he walks around 350 pounds normally, and he has to cut down to 275.
Well, there you go.
That's a little sports knowledge for you.
Look,
I think it's 275. Anybody. It might be 280, 285, somewhere in there. But he's got to cut some weight.
That's still a lot of weight to cut.
Yeah. That's the high weight for UFC. I don't want to get into UFC, though, but that's the high weight. You can't be over that.
Yeah, you can't be over that.
So you can't...
Super heavyweight I could fight, but they don't. UFC doesn't have a super heavyweight.
Oh. I'd still be a welterweight. Welterweight your ass over there because you're not fighting. So overall, at the pay-per-view, if we're going to grade this, 3 beers.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's high.
Two and a half.
2 beers out of 6, and the only thing that saved your ass was...
Charlotte and Becky in my book.
Right, Charlotte and Becky.
That was really it.
The only thing that saved your ass.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, we'll be back for Raw and SmackDown. Still pissed off about wrestling this week.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Still mad, still upset, but we gotta go with Raw.
Right, and wait, I actually have this written down. Of course, the most polarizing figure in the WWE would start Raw the night after pay-per-view. Dun-dun, dun-dun.
He's still the big dog. It's still his yard, even after a no contest and a no disqualification, no count out, Hell in the Cell.
After he comes out, Braun comes out, Corbin comes out, Mary Poppins comes out, and it sets up for what?
Corbin sets up for Roman and Corbin at the end of the night because Corbin thinks that Roman's hurt and is a good, easy way to steal a title.
Brockonomics, just about getting money, just about getting money. And this is where they actually announce on November 2nd, Crown Jewel over in Saudi Arabia again. Now, again, this is just my thing. They went to Saudi Arabia once this year, and they owe the women a whole pay-per-view. This is going to be the second time they go over, and women can't fight over in Saudi Arabia. So what are they going to do? Hint, maybe it's the tag team titles that we all want.
Right. Let's give us the women's tag team title division.
Give us that. Anything. Because that's what's carrying Raw and SmackDown right now in my book.
Is your women. 100% you're right.
So first match on Raw is Dean versus Drew. They said the other two weren't there at first. They said Rollins wasn't there and Zig wasn't there. They're not going to be there. They're hurt.
Hurt. And... whatever, this was a pretty good match.
It was a good match.
Dean Ambrose has really stepped up his game.
I'll tell you, though, Drew needs to lose these tag team titles. First of all, neither one of these teams have the right to be tag team champions. They should not have these. Due to the fact is, they are all in the Universal Championship picture. Period.
As we speak right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Drew would make a phenomenal Universal Champion.
He needs to
get it soon. I hope he's the one that takes it from Roman. I know you're pulling for Braun, but what they did to Braun right there, I think Braun's just worried about Ember Moon right now.
Mixed match challenge. Nice segue. But we're not going into that. Drew gets a win over Dean. Up next, Corbin and Dolph were backstage. Dolph showed up. He was in his ring gear when he wasn't supposed to be there at all and hurt.
Yep, he wants an IC title rematch, and Corbin's like, yeah, that's a great thing because Rollins isn't coming, so if he doesn't come...
you invoke your rematch clause, you get it, I'll just hand it to you.
Yeah, just give me the IC title. Granted, it's not there, supposedly, but... and then all of a sudden, a couple segues later, we'll get there.
But thank goodness it's glorious!
Yeah, Gable with Rude against Victor, and I skipped one of my notes, but nonetheless. Gable and Rude against Victor and Connor, and
Victor and Connor are the Ascension for those keeping track at home.
This is just setting up for, and we've talked about it, Tuesday at 11:59, Rude's turning on Gable
soon,
within a week.
Yeah, it's coming.
They've been a tag team for 3 weeks, and there's nothing going on.
Chad Gable is annoying. He's like a little chihuahua that runs around the ring to me.
And Rude should be the one with the IC title.
Yes.
He really should. Nonetheless. All right, backstage again. Rollins is there. In his gear as well.
Nobody was at home hurt, like they said.
Nobody was at home hurt. And he finds out from some bum that it's going to be an IC title match tonight. And Rollins is like, hey, it's still Monday Night Rollins. I'll get suited up.
You're already suited up.
You're already suited up.
You're going to put some tape on your hands.
And he did. The Taker's out next, and yeah, you know, dong, dong, that's great. I know, go ahead, take it away from me, because I think this whole Taker thing is just not going anywhere. I'll go get more beers, because that's...
I'm telling you, the Taker thing is going somewhere, because you're going to get Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
You read the spoiler today. You read the spoiler today.
No,
I didn't.
I don't read spoilers. You're going to get that against Triple H, or with Triple H, and Kane and Undertaker, because they already said that Undertaker's words were, my brother Kane's going to be in my corner.
So
it's setting up for WrestleMania.
It is not setting up for WrestleMania. It's going to be somewhere else, and we'll talk about that later. Triple H is now in the corner
of... Shawn Michaels is now in the corner of Triple H.
Yeah.
And Kane is now in the corner of Undertaker.
Right. Bailey with Sasha versus Dana Brooke. And this was just a no contest for Bailey.
What I said to you on Tuesday, because today's Wednesday. Why did they bring Dana Brooke back if they're just going to bury her?
Because they need, this is horrible to say, they need a jobber woman.
Oh, well, yeah, but there's...
Because Bailey and Sasha are over that they don't need the title right now. Everybody loves Bailey because she's a huggable one. That's me. Sasha's legit. She's just legit. Ember Moon's getting a push. Later on, we'll see who comes back. The Bellas are all over the United States on every wrestling show that you can imagine. So they needed a jobber. They just had, you know, the Connor Cure kids out. They needed somebody to lose to Bailey.
What about Alicia Fox?
Oh, she's in with the Blissful Thinkings. Which, that's a great name for them. Nonetheless... It's not. It's horrible.
Continuing on.
No, wait. Mean Girls is definitely a better name.
Yeah, Mean Girls is. Yeah.
On Mondays, they wear pink.
Oh. Now they've just taken the Authors of Pain down to the AOP. They don't say Authors of Pain anymore.
Well, AOP is shorter. It's quicker. Easier. Yep.
Versus Barrett Brown and Greg James.
Why are they still feeding them indies?
This is like the Hart Foundation against the Mulkeys. Against anybody. You know, somebody's going to correct me on this and say the Hart Foundation never fought the Mulkeys. I understand that. But I'm just saying, the Hart Foundation just won the Can Crushers Tag Team Tournament of...
Championship of the World!
And the Mulkeys have done nothing. So that's where I'm going with this, before anybody jumps on my business.
Huh, nobody's jumping on your business. Don't worry about it.
Trust me. I know. It's been a drought. Corbin and Zig are back again chatting about the IC title. Rollins walks in and says, let's do this now.
Jeez, after that comment, it's probably never going to rain again.
Right?
Oh, that's how much I cared about what you just said about Ziggler, Rollins, and Corbin.
So it sets up for the IC match, which is right now. And honestly, Paul, they both seemed a step slower. Yes, they fell through a table, this and that. They did seem a step slower. Like, it wasn't one of their greatest matches.
No, it wasn't. It shouldn't have been on.
Let them have the night off.
Right.
There's a million other people. For the love of God, I'm going to bring up his name just to get a rouse out of Paul. Your boy No Way Jose has not been on since before Christmas.
You have guys like Mojo Rawley, Zack Ryder... No Way Jose.
But let's have some filler matches.
Bobby Lashley.
All right. Stop.
Kevin Owens.
Well, he comes out here shortly.
I get it, but there are a ton of guys that could go after the Intercontinental title and make that title relevant again. But no, you keep it on Rollins, who doesn't need it. When he's going after the tag team titles also, this is dumb.
We are angry this week.
I'm not happy.
We are angry.
It's because you gave me a pumpkin beer and it's not October.
Holy shit. So we're burying Swanee. He's not saying a damn thing because we are just fed up. Rhonda comes out and she wants to be, and this is what set me off on Raw. She wants to be like Bret Hart, like Stone Cold, and like Ric Flair.
Listen, those guys those guys got wieners. You don't.
Not even that. Those guys could wrestle. You can't.
You know who she reminds me of? Ken Shamrock. He won the WWE title, but he wasn't good.
No.
He wasn't a good wrestler.
Nice segue. He's in the Can Crushers King of the Ring tournament. So she has an open challenge.
And here's where I got excited, because Natty's music keys, and I'm like,
holy shit, the turn's now.
I can't believe they're turning already. No, Riot Squad.
But I love that the Riot Squad was just dragging her dead corpse.
Yes.
Out from backstage. And I can't tell you, I love the other two, but Ruby runs this. Runs this. I mean,
yeah.
I know it's called the Riot Squad, but I mean, she
I can't believe she runs it. This is so, it's so weird. This is awkward now. Sorry, I made you mad.
Marcy nonetheless, mad. The match doesn't happen because everybody, all the women come out.
Yeah.
And just have a party. Elias, and this is where I went to bed. Then I watched it Tuesday because I was just tuckered out.
Were you just tuckered out?
Just tuckered out. Little fella.
Little fella was just tired. So, it rained a little bit on Monday. You were wet. I get it, bud.
Miserable.
Miserable. Then you're just sleeping. I actually fell asleep right around this time, too, on the couch. Teresa was like, hey, get your ass up. Let's go to bed. I'm like, I can't miss wrestling.
So Elias does, after I watch it Tuesday, as soon as I get out of work, have the greatest knock on the Dallas Cowboys. And that's all I want to say about that.
Well, he also has a match against Bob.
He does have a match against Bob, and Mickey is all over the place right now.
And this is why I did the classy Freddy Blassie quote.
Managers are coming back.
Managers are coming back.
Leo Rush.
Leo Rush is now Bob's manager, and he can talk.
And he can talk, and he can also flip.
And he can flip. But he reminds me a lot of the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart. Sometimes you don't want to hear that guy talk.
Yeah, he is very... The best part is Elias was just selling, who's this little kid? Where's the parents at? Where's the parents at? Where's the parents at? It was fun. The match really... It got on its way, but KO came out...
Because Leo Rush called KO a coward.
Yep.
So KO was like, I'm not going to be called a coward by a midget wearing Oakleys. I don't know.
Did he have Oakleys? Somebody fact check that.
Some sort of cool sunglasses, and Oakleys is the only thing that came to my mind. Yeah, like you said, Leo Rush flipping all over the place, and then Bob picks him up and throws him right into Elias, and
then it sets up KO. It sets up a match at Super Showdown, Cena and Bob versus KO and Elias.
How the shit did that set up Cena and Bob
right?
versus KO and
How
Elias?
How the hell did Cena get involved into this? So apparently Cena's going to be around in
so
the next couple
is.
Weeks.
Leo Rush is John Cena's
third
record
cousin.
Producer.
Oh.
Off of the Thugonomics. I bet you didn't know that.
No.
Fact check that, because it's going to be wrong. I made it up.
Dropping it right here. At the.
You heard it first. Can Crushers. Can Crushers only.
Moving on to the next match. Foxy and Mickey challenge Ember, but she needs a partner.
Ember Moon is a loser, according to the mean blissful
girls.
Thinking.
Mean girls. And out comes Nia, who has been receiving awards for this, that, and the other.
On the shelf.
Yep. This match just made... It was horrible until Nia got in. The hot tag, Nia crushed everybody in one.
I almost don't want to sound mean about this, but I'm going to sound mean about this. I'm 350 pounds. I'm a big guy. I'm a fat guy. I'm okay with that. It's not okay that I'm fat. I'll tell you that much right now. I need to lose some weight.
I'm fat. But I'm not 350
but
fat.
But we don't it's like celebrated now. And I just want people to be healthier. And that's my Nia Jax segue. I'm sorry. That might sound mean, but it's telling people that it's okay is not okay.
So all of a sudden, above Paul's head, if you just missed it, was the ABC. Ta-ding! The more you
the
know.
The more you know, from and Saturday. The less you care.
So, on to the main event, which was putrid.
God awful.
Corbin and Reigns, and no. Everybody comes out, chaos, match turns out to be whatever.
Nope, Corbin gets, or Reigns gets a win with a spear. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 in the middle. That's over. Let's go to SmackDown.
So,
this is probably not much better.
This is even worse. Once again, starting off with Miz TV. Please tell me you skipped Raw, SmackDown.
Nope, I seen SmackDown. I should have skipped it. Miz TV, Miz doesn't even vocally announce that the match between him and Daniel Bryan at Super Showdown Under is Super Armpit. We're going to call it Armpit.
But this is going to start at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I won't watch it until later. But Miz versus Daniel Bryan for the number one contendership of the WWE title.
Yeah.
And
at this point, I want neither of them to win. I am a huge Miz fan, but this whole thing that he's in right now has pissed me off, and I know that's what his point of this whole storyline is, to piss everybody off. I just can't stand it anymore.
And Danny, I kind of want AJ to lose to Joe, and Joe just, like,
crush
either one of them.
Right.
Or both of them.
Right.
That'd be great. So you know what it's going to set up for.
So, Maryse does, as I stutter my way through that, announce that she's leaving SmackDown to go be Mother of the Century again. Thank God.
She said leaving SmackDown for a little while.
She's going to be at Evolution. For the love of God. She needs to train and lose some weight to get at Evolution.
I text you and I'm like, they're not setting up for Maryse being pregnant, are they?
Right. And then a minute later,
Daniel Bryan comes out, hits a super knee, knocks Miz into Maryse. And she's holding her stomach, and I'm like, did they just do a effing miscarriage thing?
Yeah,
and I was pissed.
Yeah, and then thank God she stands up and kind of smiles and lets it go, because that's a storyline that...
That's not right.
Yeah. Cesaro with Sheamus versus Kofi and the rest of New Day, and the greatest thing that came out of this is that, I don't know which one of them said...
Biggie!
No, that Outback Jack and Kim Chi were coming down with them. An 80s reference. That's all. I laughed. The match itself, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
It was all right.
It was all right.
But it's just building up for more. Yeah, here comes a pizza delivery.
Rusev, Lana, Aiden backstage for Rusev Day!
That was weak. You better bring it when they actually have their match, because there's somebody that wrote to me and said, this is why she listens to the show.
Relax, I was just trying to get through it, so we're wasting a lot of time.
Okay. A lot of smack talk was talked, and English is pretty much out of...
Rusev blamed Aiden for losing the tag team, New Day tag team titles.
Yeah. Randy Orton's in the production truck, beating the poor guy up about nothing. Just show me the clip. Why do you want to see the same clip that just happened two nights ago?
Sitting there breathing heavy over how bad he beat up on Jeff Hardy. It was disgusting.
And the next victim is going to feel more pain than Hardy. So now it's Shinsuke against
Rusev Day! Told you I'd bring it the next time.
It's about time.
You're welcome.
And... all in all, it was a good match until Aiden got on the mic and cost Rusev the match.
Yo, Rusev crush, and then did Aiden hit Rusev at the end of the match?
Several times with the mic.
I missed it. I was.
You didn't really
care
miss
some
it.
Stuff.
You really didn't miss it, because it's been going on for a long time. I was actually shocked that they were the tag team number one contenders for a match.
I thought they were actually going to win.
We wanted them to,
and we were wrong.
Next up is Almas against Styles. We've seen this match. It's a great match. It was a two-commercial match on SmackDown.
Almas whooped up on him from the get.
Yeah.
And it was great.
The wife is just shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Styles end up getting a win. Joe comes out at the end, pummels him. And this was not your main event.
No, it wasn't.
Why?
Because the Iconics are out next.
Against Asuka.
Yeah, I know. The Iconics weren't really even that good last night. I mean, Billie Kay got the loss, whatever, against Asuka. They're just rebuilding Asuka for something.
You destroyed her, you're going to rebuild her. This is dumb.
Yeah, they even mentioned that she had a 9,000-day winning streak, and now her winning streak starts with Billie Kay.
Right.
So, if you want to call this the main event, this was the last thing that happened on the show.
Which, as we talk all the time, we love women's wrestling
right
now. It's the hottest part of the show.
It is. It was.
Paige. So you're going to bring out Paige, and she's going to give
Becky Lynch
Becky
your title.
Lynch your title, and I was okay with this.
Becky cannot be bad. Becky could have took a javelin through Charlotte's heart, and they would have still cheered her.
They cheered her. You deserve a cheers. Like, they're trying to make Becky heel. She's not a heel.
She comes out all in black to try to get the bad persona. It's not happening.
No.
It's not happening. The best part of the night was, one, Becky's sneakers. Did you see them with actually wings on them? Go back and watch it if you didn't. And then Becky pretty much calls her
Are
a bitch.
Are you part of the fashion police?
I am. I am. Since Fandango's down.
You're taking over Fandango.
Yeah.
Good. I like it. I'm not knocking it. It's a great idea.
Here comes the rest of the story.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Mark.
What?
What do you call a cow that can't produce milk?
I don't know.
A milk dud.
We have bad jokes here, too. They're not dads. They're just bad jokes.
I'm not a dad yet.
There's
thousands of babies that I put down the drain. Can we talk about that on here?
Holy shit.
All right, let's go to our sponsors.
So, Swanee, you go first. You're the beer sponsor, so...
The beer sponsor, Swanson's Auto Body and Customs, 814-389-2294.
After that mouthful that I just spit out, wait, that's another bad joke. Ooh.
Holy shit.
Okay, Badalano's Place 2, the best pizza chop in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania.
They're open again.
We're back. Dom's back after celebrating his surprise birthday. Was he surprised, Mark?
He was. He actually, as we walked into the fire hall, he said, "I hate you." And he walked in and took it all in, and later on he said, I love you. And then we had several beers. If you listen to Sunday's show, you can tell
that you had several beers. 814-772-7576, pizza, breadsticks, I don't know, pasta?
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. Hoagies.
Hoagies. The best hoagies in town. No grinders, though. Just hoagies.
And if you're looking for t-shirts,
anything
like that.
Vinyl things for your car, call Pro Printing and Office LLC. David All, he's my homeboy. Check him out on Facebook.
This weekend, there is an IWC event that I will be attending with the English professor. Four matches I want to throw out there real quick that are pretty important to the storylines. Wardlow against Chris LaRusso. Katie Arquette versus Ray Lynn versus Jinx is a triple threat match. Winner gets to take on Britt Baker for the IWC Women's Championship. DJ Z, some know him as Zema Ion, will be there against Johnny Patch. Johnny's a new wrestler coming up looking to make his name. And then what should be, I'm thinking, the main event of the night, Jonathan Gresham with the IWC Super Indie Championship is giving Gory his rematch after a couple months of being off. It's a great card. If you're in White Oak, Pennsylvania, get down there and see it. You still have time probably to order tickets at IWCWrestling.com if you order them in the next 2 days. If not, there's always general admission at the door. Look for us if you're going to be there. I will have my Can Crusher shirt on. I have no clue what the English professor is going to have on. We have a host of kids coming with us, too. Ethan's coming. Sylvan's coming. I think two of Sylvan's boys from Boys in the Hood.
Rocking the posse, man.
Are going to be there. So, yeah.
You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's CanCrusher69. And
on everything.
On
for
everything.
The love of God.
For
on everything.
CanCrusher69 at gmail.com. Email us if you want to give us
a review of match.
A match review.
Like Nathan Geist did. It's also, that whole thing is actually on our website, and Paul loves doing the website, so.
I'm really good at it. Not really good at it. I love doing the Instagram, though. Hey, check us out on our website page, https://cancrusher69.wixsite.com/cancrusher.
You can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn Radio, Alexa, Google Play, CastBox, Buzzsprout, and Spotify. Several of them have the stupid pictures that we take every week, which actually that's one of our favorite parts. We love figuring a stupid picture out.
Right. It is my favorite part. You know what my second favorite part is, Mark?
It's right here after this song.
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Orange tip of the week.
I'm watching all our levels this week, and we have been just not even hearing you because you're in my ear, but the levels, turn it down. I'm telling you late, but you should turn it down because we are freaking red hot this week on levels.
It's called anger, bud.
It is. This week pissed us off. Hey, Autumn's right around the corner, and not your sister.
No, Autumn's birthday is right around the corner. It's actually September 23rd.
That's tomorrow. It's Sunday.
Right?
Tomorrow after wrestling is what I meant.
Yeah. So, it's right around the corner, and when Autumn comes, the leaves will fall.
They will.
And when you rake up the leaves, try to compost them.
Yeah.
Or take them to a compost site.
Or if you don't want to bag them, like in our area, if you leave them on the curb, the rest of the borough crew will come out and rake them out and everything.
Try to take out the big sticks and stuff like that that will wreck their machine. Trust me. Rocks, bricks.
Paul's done it all.
Yeah. I've kicked my way into many piles of dog poopy leaves, too. You guys are awesome.
And don't wrap them around fire hydrants. We kind of know where the fire hydrants are. We have a list.
We have no idea where the fire hydrants are. You know how we find them?
We kick them.
With your steel-toe boots.
We kick them.
There's a reason why I had knee surgery when I was 33.
Right? But the main reason, the main thing of this is there's compost around the world.
Right.
Don't put them out for the garbage. Really, we don't want to pick up 25 bags of your 9 acres that you have to throw leaves in the back of the garbage truck.
100% correct, Mark. You're 100% correct. That's pretty much why we do this.
Yeah. It's more for the garbage tip and then listen to us bitch about how much we hate wrestling right now. And the downfall is, I'm going to keep going for one more minute. It's only going to get worse. Because SummerSlam was, Survivor Series is coming, but it's a mixed one and the this and that and the this and that. They have so much shit going on that it is just going to get worse until Royal Rumble comes back around.
Right, because you have to schedule stuff and you've got to put your advertisements out and you can't advertise
garbage.
Title changes. You can't advertise
garbage.
You can't advertise trash, Mark. You know why?
Remember, Paul!
Remember, just because you're trash, it doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called a garbage can, not a garbage cannot.
We'll see you next week, and just try to enjoy wrestling.